ಶುಭೋದಯ. ದ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಲೇವ್. ವೆದರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಯಾಡ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಪತಂಜಲಿ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ರಾಜಯೋಗ, ದ ಹೀ ಇನ್ 2nd ಸೆಂಚುರಿ BC ಹೀ ಅನಲೈಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ 195 ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್. The mind component, that's whether we are happy or sad is because of the mind. He brought out what is called as Yoga Sutra. Divided Yoga Sutra into the 4 sections. One is called as Samadhi Pada. Second one is called as Sadhana Pada. Third one is called as Vibhuti Pada. Fourth one is called as Kaivalya Pada. Samadhi Pada. Samadhi Pada means you should know where you belong. You should know your own house. You should know where you have starting. Unless you know yourself, your territory, you can't go out. You should know your home. If you do not know your home, you will become homeless. Homeless person like a lost dog. Wanders around, where is my home, thinking that this social party, that social party, that group, thinking that whether I belong here. Samadhi Pada talks about, first you know your own home, where you belong, know thyself. Samadhi, Adi, where you are starting, you should know. Like in a journey, if I am going to Sydney driving, I know how long it will take. If I am a traveler, you should know how long it will take. You know how long it will take, provided you know the starting point. If you don't know where you are starting, how can you say how long it will take? You should define where you are starting. When you know where you are starting, then you can define how long your journey is. That is Samadhi Pada. And in the next one is Sadhana Pada. When you know where you belong, when you know your own home, then you can do the sadhana. Practice. To go out in a controlled manner. When you know where you are, to go out, you should go out in a controlled manner through the sadhana pada. When you are going out in the controlled manner, Patanjali in the 3rd chapter talks about in the vibhuti pada, what are the things you will come across when you are going out? When you are traveling, what are the things you come across? What are the things you see? Like when I am going to Sydney, what are the, along the way, what are the things to see? What are the things to see? Like when we go on a trip to Badrinath, we'll see what are the other things can be covered. What are the things we come across? It is talked about in the Vibhuti Pada. In the 4th chapter, in a Kaivalya Pada, Kaivalya means once you know your destination, when you reached your destination, where you had to go, when you reached your destination safely, then you will come back easily to your own home and you won't get lost. If I do not know my own home, I go out and get lost. I will be looking here and there in the Kaivalya Pada. When you reach the destination, you can come back. You can move around, go around safely. I know I won't get lost. I won't get lost again in my life. That is the Patanjali says, to know your own home, you need discipline. I can know about the other things easily. Not much of discipline is required. I am busy, what others are doing, what neighbors are doing. but to know yourself, know your own territory, what you need is a discipline. Atha yoga anushasanam. In the Patanjali, in the Samadhi Pada, it talks about Atha yoga anushasanam. When you have a discipline in your life, chitta vritti nirodaha, mind is not going here and there, mind becomes focused. Chitta vritti nirodaha. When your mind becomes very focused, tada drashtu surupe avasthanam. When mind is not keen on knowing others more than oneself, then one starts knowing oneself. Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. And when you are not yourself, when you go out without knowing yourself, it is talking about vrittaya panchataya klishta aklishtaha. When you go out without knowing, we have gone out without knowing, it's the case with most of us, we have gone out, we are lost. So, it gives sometimes a good experience, but most of the time, regrets. Regrets in life, klishta aklishtaha. And the one wants to know, I realized, yes, I lost in my life. I got lost, I have to come back. Then one who aspires to knowing oneself that I have lost in myself, it itself is a great beginning. Most of us, we do not know that we have lost in our life. When we realize, then pramana, vipariyaya, vikalpa, nidra, smritihi, the five ways mind goes, one starts looking out for, I lost, I need the address. Where can I go back? How can I go back? I lost in my life, I want to go back to my own home. What is the way? What is the way? It is at pramana. Pramana, it is called as darsha. It is agama. Agama pramani. One is the direct experience. One is anumana. Pratyaksha anumana agama pramanani. How to go back? I want to find the address. Address to go back, one is called as a pratyaksha. Self-effort by the direct experience. I went through this direction. It is not, it is misleading. I went here, no, it is misleading. I went there, it is misleading. From the direct learning. Pratyaksha, anumana. Anumana means logic. Logic. And this road is, the vehicle coming here has lot of mud in that one. That means I logically conclude there must be a swamp there. There is a muddy road. I should not go. Logic, I have not seen the mud. But the vehicle coming, I conclude, come to the logic, there must be a mud there. It's anumana. And the third one, use the scriptural text as a reference point. What scriptures have told? What is the way? These three methods, Patanjali talks about pratyaksha, anumana, agama, pramanani. And when I want to know, it's with a half-hearted approach, you can't go. You should be intensely energetic. Intensely energetic. Tivra samvegana masannaha. You have to intensely energetic in your sadhana. Tatra stito yatna abhyasaha. You should be intensely energetic. If you want to go back, it's not a casual approach. I want to go everywhere. Also, I want to go to my own home. Not also, I just want to go home. I am lost. I just like a baby lost in the fair, it will be, if you give the lolly, if you give I will take you to the ride, I will give that lolly, that ice cream, it will say, no, I just want my mother. That intense, I don't care, I just want that one. That much of longing, Tivra Samvegana Masana, whether we have developed that type of longing, that longing intensity should be there. Tatra stito yatna abhyasaha. You have to be established in that one. Abhyasa vairagyam tannirodaha. You have to do the abhyasa. Abhyasa, sustained practice is required. To go back to your own home, it is not one day affair. Next month again, Christmas break is there. About 5 weeks break is there. It's a time we while away our time. Abhyasa vairagyam tannirodaha. Abhyasa, sustained practice. And vairagya, aspiring to reach home alone. I want to reach, I don't want to reach somebody else's home. I want to go to my own home. Vairagya. Vairagya means visheshraga. I want to go there alone. And drishtva anushravika vishayam vitrinnasya vairagyam. Then when I am longing to go to my own home, I am not getting tempted by other things. Others are offering this one, others are telling that one. I am not drishtva, that no more other things, no more distracts me. I just want to go to my own home. That drishtva anushravika vishayam vitrinnasya vairagyam purushakhyate purushakhyate anushravika vairagyam. Patanjali talks about when you have the intense longing to reach the Supreme, then naturally intensity comes. If your goal, anything apart than the Supreme Lord, you won't sustain the vairagya. You won't get that intensity. I want to get that alone, that much intensity, purushakhyate vitrinnasya, that I want that Supreme Lord. That He is there, I want to have. When I have that much of intensity, one gets the intensity in life. Intensity, when I am so intense, I am very conscious in my life. How I am going, I know I am not going here, I know I am not going here. When I am so focused, what is called as one type of samadhi comes. That samadhi, samprajnata samadhi. It's a vitarka, ananda asmita samadhi. Vitarka means through vitarka vichara. Vitarka means the first is tarka. Tarka means through the argument, through the discussion. I am asking that person, I am doing the tarka with that person, discussing, is this the way? Is this the way? Vitarka, then vichara, so many people have told that is the way, then I am taking my own analysis. Vichara, then when I am made the conclusion, ananda. Yes, I am made a conclusion, I am traveling in this one. Ananda, asmita, when I have traveled along, samprajnata, consciously, then savichara, then savitarka, savichara, sa ananda, asmita, samprajnata. Sa, when, sa means not asking others on ordinary things. Sa means satkara. With good. The savitarka. Tarka means a discussion. I am discussing on the right thing only. I am not discussing the wrong thing. Savitarka, that is one samadhi, is called a savitarka samadhi. Then savichara samadhi, only contemplation, savichara. Sa ananda samadhi. And asmita. Asmita means you realized yourself. When I have come home, I don't care what others are or others' opinion. Vitarka, no more discussion required. I experience sugar is sweet. I don't want to keep on asking others and get into debate. I know sugar is sweet. I tasted. No more discussion. I don't want to talk about that one. Savitarka, savichara, when the discussion is over, vichara, no more again and again thinking on that one. I experienced. Savichara, ananda, ananda, when I experience the, I'm on the right track, when I reach the home, the track is no more of importance. Patanjali talks about among these four, savitarka, these are called as consciously you are coming to samadhi. Consciously coming to samadhi, when you realize yourself, asmita, you know yourself. You know your core competency. I don't want any support from others. What my core competency? I realized what I stand for. I know my core competency. When I realize my core competency, the savitarka, savichara, and ananda are not important. To discover my own self, I need initially, I need to discuss with that person. I think I experienced that one. What do you think? In my practice, I come across that one. What is that one? I take opinion from there. If they say, no, it is not right, then I will do contemplation. Is it right? It is wrong. I felt this way. This person is saying that it is not right. So I start reiteration. I start analyzing myself. Is it right or wrong? And I ask another opinion, second opinion, third opinion. I contemplate. Then if their opinion, some experienced person's opinion and my opinion tallies, ananda, I'm happy. So happy. I have done that one. Ananda. And when that happiness is there, I go within asmita. I know this is where I belong. This is my home. I know where I belong. When I know my own home, and it is say sadhana pada, you, when you go out, you won't get lost. Your life is a controlled life. You are not reckless life. And Patanjali slowly brings in the how to train the mind. First to go, find your own home. Not to become a vagabond like a lost dog. Find your own home. When you find your own home, you never will get lost in your life. This slowly he talks about samadhi pada. What is samadhi? You have to come back to your own home. Stop wandering aimlessly in life.